ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Well, it is time to get out your trench coat and your magnifying glass and start practicing your powers of observation and see if you can solve the mystery behind the longest running play in the world. Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap is coming to Australia 7 decades after it debuted. The play will open in Newcastle next month and travel right across the country. I'm delighted to welcome two of the stars of this production, Alexander Wolfe and Geraldine Turner. They'll be performing in this Australian version. Alexander and Geraldine, welcome this morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Geraldine, what attracted you to doing The Mousetrap? You couldn't say no, could you?
No, I couldn't actually. And when I first read the play, I thought, oh yeah, I'll do this. It's great. You know, it's a great sort of play. But I thought, gee, it's an old-fashioned kind of play. But the first day when we had the first table read, because I've done it before, a year ago we did a tour, now we're doing a second tour because it's so successful, it just leapt off the page. And what people, I want to impress upon people, is it's not only a thriller, so you not only have to guess who done it, but, and it's typical Agatha Christie thing with a whole lot of people snowed in, you know, that sort of thing, disparate characters, but it's very, very funny. So it's a great night out. You know, you laugh like a drain and then you get surprised at the end. What more can you ask for?
And your character, Mrs. Boyle, must be a wonderful character to play, slightly cranky at times.
Yes, very different from myself. I'm never cranky. I suppose she's an upper-class kind of British woman and, yes, she complains about everything at this guest house. And she's correct, of course. They're running it very badly.
And, Alexander, you've been involved in production in the UK,
yes.
And you're playing the wonderful character of Christopher Wren. I love some of those old descriptions that describe Christopher as flamboyant, mm-hmm. which was the term used
Absolutely.
Back in the day.
Absolutely. And I think he's a character that you'll definitely see in everyday life. he is a wonderful, eccentric architect, basing himself on the Christopher Wren that built St. Paul's. And he has loads of twists and turns. And he's an absolutely beautiful character, as are all of the characters, really. It's a gorgeous ensemble piece.
It absolutely is an ensemble piece. And, I mean, I think you were alluding to the fact that perhaps Christopher Wren might be gay. And she was writing that, Agatha Christie, before its time. And another character she alludes to being a lesbian as well. So, and also in the play, it's about child abuse as well, you know. So really written in the early 1950 or so, I suppose, it went on in 1952. And I think it was first a radio play, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Mm. I think it was written for Princess Anne's birthday.
Oh, really?
And I think it's gone on to huge success just because I think audiences love being involved and love sort of being in the driving seat. Christie has really sort of handed it over to the audience to be part of this mystery.
And also, it's never become a film because it's in her will. It can never become a film until 6 months after it's closed in the West End. Well, of course, it's never going to close now.
No.
So to see The Mousetrap, you have to come to the theatre to see it.
That's right.
And there's
an unofficial pledge at the end that you're not to tell how it ends. Yeah. And Agatha Christie's grandson has kind of done very well over the years out of the earnings from this play.
I would think so.
Absolutely. I think we received some flowers from him on our opening night
how
in the
gorgeous.
West End.
Yes. And the last time we did the tour, and I'm sure it'll be the same this time, we had that sandwich brought out with the sold out sign almost every night. And we're going to all the regions in Australia this time. And it's a great privilege to go to the regions. It's fantastic.
I was here a year ago when you guys were doing it, I couldn't get a ticket. It was sold out.
So you had to join. come on board. Geraldine, for you, I mean, you've done so much work in theatre, in musical theatre, on the screen and so on. Is there something special for you going to the regions and the level of appreciation that's often there that something is coming to town?
There really is. It's great. I've done my one-woman show and done a regional tour, and I've done a tour of Steel Magnolias about 15 years ago with a stellar cast, I must say. They're the only two regional tours I've done, but it's fantastic bringing good theatre to the regions. It's a privilege. And they are so appreciative because they don't often get great shows. I mean, we're going to Darwin, we're going to, well, Hobart's not a region, but we're going to that beautiful Theatre Royal in Hobart. Newcastle, we open in Newcastle, going to the Gold Coast.
Orange, Albury.
Yeah.
Wollongong, Toowoomba.
Yeah, lots of places.
That's fantastic. And really, I know, like being in, living and working in some of those communities in the past, when a production does come to town, everyone's talking. The motel owner is excited. Someone spotted them in the bakery. Someone saw them there. They look different to this. I saw them in that. So that'll be wonderful by the sounds of it.
And the whole town comes, which is great. I think that's great.
For you, Alexander, how does this fit into the kind of work that you've been doing, and why did you decide that this was something you needed to do?
I think especially after coming and seeing that how big it was last year, and then the stars aligning and then having the opportunity to come over and do it. As an actor, being able to see another country and to get to tour it and see all of the amazing regional venues that we're going to, I think it's an absolute gift and one that I will treasure for a very long time. I think the show's fantastic and will offer so much to so many people.
Alexander, I'm really interested to ask you in the UK what things have been like post-COVID for theatre, because we've seen some articles, not as much in the theatre, but a bit, but more in musical theatre, that people's expectations, their manners, their behaviour in theatre has kind of changed. What's your take on that? What have you seen?
I think, when I did The Mousetrap, we were the first show in the West End to reopen. And so everyone was on their best behaviour. Everyone was wearing masks, they were distanced. And then sort of as time went on, we did see things relax. And I think we really do have to remember that sometimes for people to go to the theatre, they save up for a very long time. And so I think there does have to be an inkling that we have to remember that some people may not have been to the theatre before, and we do have to appreciate everyone that's in the theatre. And yeah, it is hard, and there have been instances where people sing along, but they don't know that. So I think it's just going a little easy on people that may not know that.
I don't remember it myself, but was told by my nana and mother that I was an offender at the age of 3 or 4. Went to see, I'm trying to remember which pantomime it was. The lights went down, and I just said, "I don't like it in here. It's scary," at the top of my voice. So
fantastic.
I can't judge too hard. Are you seeing new people come into the theatre, Geraldine? How are you seeing it change?
New people. I'm not so sure about that. I think audiences are very different these days. I go to see a musical now and I sit in the audience and I think, who are these people? You know, they're not the traditional theatre goer anymore. And I suppose it's different for each show.
It's expensive too, as Alex was saying.
Very expensive. But I also find that, you know, that Australian Idol thing, that people kind of scream and shout when someone hits a high note now. And I find that really irritating. But that's what they do in the theatre now. So,
well, many people will be looking forward to this tour of The Mousetrap, which is performing, as you said, in many stops around Australia. You can get online to see where that is. Geraldine and Alexander, many best wishes with you for this performance. It'll be wonderful.
Thank you. We'll love it.
And thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's Alexander Wolf and Geraldine Turner performing in this Australian production of The Mousetrap.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.